We have a wonderful visual as we come into church, don't we, with lighted candles. And we celebrate the feast of the presentation of the Lord, and as we hear in the gospel about Simeon, this man who's been waiting for the coming of the Savior, he says that this child is the Savior, the light to the Gentiles. So what that means is the light to all of the nations of the world. So we come in and we get a visual reminder with lighted candles that Jesus is the light to the nations, the light to the world. But my friends, we know that this, the physical object of a candle, is supposed to represent something inside us. So a question we can ask is, how does the light of Christ come into our life? How do we do this? How does the light of Christ come into our hearts in our life? And in an interesting way, the answer to it is actually related to Father Eric's announcement about the annual appeal and giving. We'll hear later on in the Gospel of Luke, when Jesus is preaching his great Sermon on the Mount, that he'll say a spiritual principle that we often forget, that in order to receive, we must give. In order to receive, we must give, that which we measure out to another shall in turn be measured out to us, overflowing, shaken down, poured into our laps. So if we are to receive the light of Christ in our lives, yes, part of it may be a financial gift, part of our giving of ourselves. It isn't that the way we give ourselves, by giving what we have earned in our jobs back to the Lord, the ability to earn money, to support our families. But today I want to take a step away from that in a way and focus on three questions that we can take to our prayer and to our relationships to invite the light of the Lord in. So once again, we should take these questions into our prayer. We can also, if we would like, take them into our human relationships, perhaps with a spouse, with our children, with our brothers and sisters, with friends. Three questions. The first question is this: what is your greatest challenge in life? Or what is the greatest challenge currently facing you? Oftentimes in our world, we like to hold up strength as the indicator that all is okay, that I am a good person, or I am okay only if I am strong, and the appearance of strength is there. But is that what Jesus offers us in the gospel today? St. Thomas Aquinas, the greatest theologian the church has known, says that the presentation of Jesus in the temple is an image or an example that Jesus gives us of making a gift of ourself to God. We make a gift of ourself to God. And how does Jesus make a gift of himself to the Father? He doesn't do it in grandeur or in strength, but in littleness. And we have many scouts. We have our children's choir here. Boys and girls, you all are little. You come in your littleness before the Lord, but there, your parents are here, perhaps your grandparents. Many of our parishioners here, we're a little older. We don't come in physical littleness. But my friends, each of us can come to the Lord, come in our relationships, in the littleness of our spirit, in vulnerability. My friends, every single one of us in this room, every single person in Severna Park, in our nation, throughout the world, has some area of life, perhaps multiple areas of life, that are difficult, that hurt, that we feel small and weak. And in imitation of Jesus being brought to the temple by his parents, his earthly parents, to be presented to God the Father in his smallness, if we answer the question in our prayer, "Oh God, here is the thing that most burdens me, my biggest challenge right now," we are presenting ourselves to God in our vulnerability, in our smallness, and we recognize two truths. God loves me in my smallness, in my weakness, and he is all-powerful to take care of me. That's our first question. Second question is, what are you grateful for? Yes, we can talk about the areas in which our greatest challenges and weakness and struggles, but what are we grateful for? Once again, returning to the gospel, Mary and Joseph are asked to present Jesus to the Lord, and they're supposed to do this by offering a sacrifice of two turtle doves or two pigeons. The Jews had several different sacrifices they would make, and this specific sacrifice is a sacrifice of thanksgiving. If we look throughout the Old Testament, so often God says to his people, yes, these burnt offerings and sacrifices I desire, but I want these to be sacrifices of gratitude, a sacrifice of thanksgiving. So in your prayer or in your conversations, the intimate conversations with your loved ones, what are you grateful for? What are the blessings of your life that you experience? Oftentimes in my own prayer, my own conversations, I'm so thankful for relationships, for those who love me. I'm thankful for the opportunities God has given me, just the fact that I have a home, a roof over my head, I have food on my table. But there's also, when I hear the prayer of Simeon, another thing that I am most grateful for, the prayer of Simeon, this man who's waiting for the Savior to come. He waits, like the prophetess Anna, night and day for the coming of the Lord. And he has this beautiful prayer. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled, for my eyes have seen your salvation. In the traditional prayer of the church, the Liturgy of the Hours, priests, religious, and those who choose to do this traditional prayer, at night prayer, they say this prayer of Simeon. And I've been praying this for years now. And every time I get to the line, my eyes have seen your salvation, I think, Lord, what have I seen of you today? As a priest, I am blessed and privileged to celebrate Mass every day. And every time I reach that line, I think, I have seen my salvation at Mass today. Simeon is able to take the child Jesus and say to the Father, as he's looking at the Son of God, my eyes have seen my salvation. And when I hold the Eucharist and remember at the end of the day, I am able to say with Simeon, my eyes have seen my salvation. For this, I am grateful. I am grateful for my faith and for the Eucharist. I am grateful for the small moments of life and everything in between. So what are you grateful for? What are you most thankful for? Third question. What do you need prayers for? What do you need to ask God to give you? What do you desire in your hearts? So once again, we have many young people, our scouts, our children's choir. So often I hear from young people, boys and girls, what do you want? What do you ask God for? And a lot of the answers are, you know, help with a test, or I have some schoolwork, or, you know, help in practice, or whatever, in sports. Okay, good prayers. And when I talk to older folks, grown-ups, you often hear a promotion, perhaps, or help in a job. These are all wonderful things. Our Lord is interested in the minute, the smallest details of our life. But I want to challenge each of us. Do we look deeper than that? Are there parts of our lives, our hearts, that are yearning for something from God? Purpose, meaning, relief from suffering, or support in suffering. Look deep. What aspect of your life do you want to approach God and say, God, I need you here. I need you to be with me in smallness and in the grandeur of my Creator, the one who sustains me in life. Third, that's our third question. What do you need prayers for? What do you want to ask God for in your life? Once again, to return to our theme, the presentation of the Lord, to have the light of the world come into the temple, come into the universe, but also come into our hearts, we remember this spiritual principle. In order to receive, we must give. In order to receive the person of Jesus, the light of the world, into our hearts, we must give of ourselves. And these three questions are a means of giving ourselves to God and to one another. So in your prayer, you might want to take these three questions. In your conversations with most especially your spouse and your family members, or your friends, those whom you care about. Ask these three questions. What is your greatest challenge right now in life? What are you most grateful for? What are you thankful that the Lord has given you? And what do you need prayers for? What are you asking God in your prayer? Lord, I need this. If we are able to give of ourselves in this way, know that the Lord will shine His light into our souls, and that once we give, gifts are given to us. That which we measure out is measured out to us, packed down, overflowing, poured into our laps. And when we do this, our Lord gives us amazing joy.